Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
This Odyssey Sports broadcast has been presented by Health Markets. Shop for health insurance your way.
Welcome in to Vern's Postgame Show. On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Furnier.
Royals win 7-1, the final score, and the first Royals game in the history of 96.5 The Fan is a memorable one. Let me give you the phone number right out of the gate, because the phone number has changed. The text line number will eventually change, but the text line number right now is the same as it's always been. But I want to hear from you. I want to hear the joy in your voice. I want to hear you describe what it's like to listen to watch Bobby Witt Jr., who tonight connects on his 25th home run of the season. Here's the phone number, 913-586-7965. Again, it's just the last three digits. Instead of 610, it's now 96.5. You're smart. You can put it together. 913-586-7965. Royals win 7-1. They take the opener of this series. Keep in mind, the Royals have dropped three straight series openers coming into this one. And taking on a team that is below 500, now is certainly not the time to let one slip away. Now, the thing that stands out about this game to me, this, the maiden voyage of the boys in blue on 96.5 The Fan, crystal clear FM radio. This game tonight is, in some ways, a microcosm of the season. In that, you know, I'm sure the headline tomorrow on MLB.com pertaining to this game, or the headline at the Kansas City Star tomorrow, I'm sure the headline is going to be about Bobby Witt Jr. I mean, I already mentioned him, right? Bobby Witt Jr. is always the headliner. His name's always on the marquee. And when he turns in another three-hit game, his major league most 19th game of the season with at least three hits, I'm imagining that the headliners tomorrow will be Bobby, Vinny, and the top three hitters in this lineup, combining for more than half of the Royals' hits tonight, in which they had 13. Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny combined to drive in more than half of the Royals' runs, and they scored more than half of the Royals' runs. Now listen, this is something that I was banking on coming into tonight's game. I told you, when I looked at this starting nine, what I felt most comfortable in, most confident in, was this offense. Most notably, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi. To me, this game was on their backs, their shoulders. The pressure was on them. And they delivered. So you know what? If the headline tomorrow is about Bobby and Vinny and Salvi, if the headline is about them, if they are about them, I should say, well, then that's fine. But tonight's game was a microcosm of the season in that tomorrow's headlines are going to be about the big names in the lineup. I'm sure a lot of you want to get in on this bullpen. Impressive night tonight from Chris Bubich and James MacArthur and Sam Long. My point is, for as much discussion that happens on this show and in Royals circles that you find yourself in, for as much as we discuss the offense and the bullpen, the hero of the night, the heroes of the season, are your starting pitchers. And that's been the case all year. The Royals are back to a dozen games above 500, and what do you know, another strong outing from their starting pitcher, Michael Lorenzen, with his second strong showing in just three appearances in Royal Blue. He finishes one out away from completing his first quality start. But to me, the story of this game, for as strong as Bobby and Vinny and Salvi were, for as impressive as Bubich, MacArthur, and Long were, the story in this game is Michael Lorenzen. 5 2/3 innings of one-run baseball. He didn't give up his second hit until his final batter. 5 2/3 innings, and Michael Lorenzen picks up his first victory as a member of the Royals. So you can take this show wherever you want it to go, but what I want to know from you is, are you in on Michael Lorenzen? I'm not saying give him the ball in a playoff game. I'm not saying he's a starter for you in game 1, 2, or 3. Or 4. I'm not even saying he gets the ball in a starting spot in the postseason. But you want him on this staff in the postseason. That's the question. That's what I want to know from you. Alec Marsh is down in Omaha. 913-586-7965. 913-586-7965. Let's start off with William. You're hitting leadoff as the Royals pick up a 7-1 victory on 96.5 The Fan. William, what's happening?
Hey, Brian, I'm here with my two boys, and the only thing I've ever wanted is the Royals to be decent, somebody that we can be excited about, and we have that this year with Bobby Witt Jr. and this pitching staff. Say it loud, boys.
Let's go. Julian's right there. He's right there.
I got it. I can hear it. I hear you screaming, boys. I appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call. Bobby Witt Jr., one of three players in the sport with 70 extra base hits. Bobby tonight, 3 for 4 with a homer, a double, a single. And then they said, to hell with it. Let's just put him on. Let's intentionally walk him. Bobby scores 3 runs. He drives in another. He's hitting .352 to lead Major League Baseball. Yeah, 70 extra base hits. It's only him, Aaron Judge, and Shohei Ohtani. As a matter of fact, Bobby's on pace for 92 extra base hits this season, which would set a new franchise record, breaking the mark held by Hal McCray, a mark that he's held since 1977, Bobby's going to blow it out of the water. At least he's on pace to blow it out of the water. 47 years this record has stood. Bobby Witt Jr. turns 24 and says, it's mine now. Let's go to Mark in Kearney. Mark, you're next up on 610 Sports. Oh, nope, see? 96.5 The Fan, Mark. I'm already slipping two callers into the show.
96.5 The Fan, that's what we're going to do.
That's right, that's right, that's right. What'd you think of that 7-1 victory?
I loved it, and yes, everybody loves Bobby, but Michael Lorenzen, he's the dude. He is the dude. He brought it home tonight, and I'll take him in game one.
What?
For sure.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing you're joking. You're just putting me on,
no,
trying to mess with me.
I'm just saying, this guy's a stud.
Yeah, well, I mean, he hasn't finished six innings yet. Let's calm down on the he's a stud stuff. Thanks for the phone call. See, guys, I try to start the show off expressing my gratitude towards Michael Lorenzen because I was, I don't know, maybe harsh to the veteran earlier today on the On Deck show. Maybe I've never really truly bought in on the move. Not that I'm a big Walter Pennington fan. Maybe, you know what it is, I'm an Alec Marsh guy. I wanted Marsh to stay in the big leagues. Honestly, I wanted Marsh to stay in the rotation, put Lorenzen in the bullpen. And maybe some of that came out on the On Deck show. Some of my, and it's no knock on Michael Lorenzen. You saw the dude tonight. He's a dog. He's a ball player. He's an athlete. I like him. I've been a fan from afar for a while. But I wasn't sold on him. I wasn't sold that because of... When I look at his past 2 years, I didn't think that he automatically grabs that spot in the rotation. So when he goes out tonight and gives up a leadoff double in the first and doesn't allow anybody to score, a leadoff walk in the second followed by... In my opinion, an error on him. I thought Bobby gave him a good throw and he couldn't make the catch at first base. So two on with, or a man in scoring position with only one out in the second inning and he doesn't score. One on with one out in the third, nobody scores. I was pleased with Michael Lorenzen tonight, so I wanted to be positive about the right-hander. But then you call up and you say that you want him over Lugo and Reagans and Singer and Waka, and now you're going to make me turn back into that old Vern, the one that is still a little skeptical of Michael Lorenzen. I mean, I appreciate you listening, but right in my text line, let me know if I'm off base on this. I mean, that's silly. That's straight up silly. Reagans and Waka and Singer and Lugo, they all deserve the ball before Michael Lorenzen. Now, give him credit. With his 5 2/3 innings of one-run baseball, Lorenzen lowers his ERA in Royal Blue to 2.87. All right, let's go to Nate, who's in Central Illinois. Nate, you're on 96.5 The Fan after the Royals pick up win number 67. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for having me on. Answer your question about Lorenzen. Yeah, I do believe in him. And it's not as much as him as it is the people above him. I mean, look what J.J. Piccolo's done, our manager, Q has done. I mean, everything has just seemingly been going the right way all season. And it's not stopping. I mean, I feel like we've got pieces. We've got some Alec Marsh pieces in the minors. So if Lorenzen does slip up, I mean... The manager's going to take the role and do what he needs to do to make it right. But one thing I wanted to say that got me hyped tonight was I was just chilling on the couch, and that last at-bat when they walked Bobby, you know, I'm a little disappointed. I want to see that trip. I want to see the cycle. But then I'm thinking, all right, I see what Vinny can do. And here he comes. Smashes that ball, man. I just shot up off the couch. I was just jumping up, going crazy, yelling. I don't know. That felt special because, I mean, going forward, teams are going to have to be aware. They're going to be afraid a little bit, you know, locking Bobby. So to me, that's huge. And I'm excited about that going forward. Thanks for taking my call.
Great phone call, Nate. Man, great points across the board. I'm with you. That opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Yeah, ninth inning with a man in scoring position and two outs. Reds manager David Bell says, again, I want no part of Bobby Witt Jr. The dude already has a bomb, a double, a knock. Let's just walk him and see what we can do against Vinny Pasquantino, right? Vinny's already punched out twice. What's he going to do against the right-hander Fernando Cruz? Well, the 1-0 cutter left in the middle of the dish, Vinny says, give me that. 103 miles per hour off of the bat, his 18th home run of the season. Vinny's hitting .369 this year with runners in scoring position. That's top five in baseball. Nate, thank you very much for the phone call, and what a great point pertaining to the coaching staff and the front office. And the depth with Alec Marsh. While I lament the fact that he's down in Omaha, man, when was the last time I liked someone that much down in Omaha? I mean, a starting pitcher, a multi-inning reliever. I can't remember the last time I was pining for an Omaha storm chaser to get his call. I mean, position player, sure. I mean, I remember, please get rid of Carlos Santana so we can call up Vinny Pasquantino. But as far as a pitcher, man, it's been a while. Even when Marsh, before Marsh debuted, I wasn't as eager to see him just because the strikeouts were always enticing, but the command was shaky. But with what Marsh has shown us over the past year, yeah, I can't wait for him to get back here because of what you mentioned, Nate, right? Yeah, because of this pitching department, you know, Brian Sweeney, the rest of his staff. And look, you know, for as concerned as I may have been, may still be about Michael Lorenzen and his spot in this rotation and his proclivity for walks. Maybe, like a Chris Bubich, James MacArthur, Michael Wacha, Brady Singer, Cole Reagans, maybe Michael Lorenzen's just the latest guy that shows up to Kansas City, puts on that Royals uniform, introduces himself to Brian Sweeney and Zach Bove and the rest of this Royals pitching department, and all of a sudden, something clicks. All of a sudden, you got an improved slider. All of a sudden, you're scrapping that pitch, you're throwing this pitch more. All of a sudden, boy, you're a viable reliever. You're a viable starter. You're a consistent arm on a winning team. I mentioned James MacArthur, three up, three down with a big hand from Paul DeJong over there at third base. You could throw Sam Long into that mix as well. Man, I needed that. That's a fantastic phone call, Nate. I appreciate it, buddy. Royals win 7-1. They'll look to take the series tomorrow. It's a 5:40 first pitch, and you'll hear the game over on The Fan, AM 610. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. We go to Matt in Kansas City. Matt, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how's it going? How can you not be excited? Playoff baseball's back in Kansas City, baby. Let's go.
Heck yeah.
I mean, this town, you know, we love Mahomes. God bless him. God bless the Chiefs. But this city is different when playoff baseball is in the air. Yep. And he's 30 games. I'm excited. To answer your question about Lorenzen, I like Marsh's long-term potential. But, you know, if it's me, I'm Reagans, and maybe Reagans again on three-day rest in the playoffs. But yeah. Maybe Lorenzen first up out of the pen of a long reliever. I got a couple questions for you. One, I think you guys hit it, the development starting at the bottom of the minors and the job J.J. Piccolo's done. Hats off. This starting rotation, Lugo, the trades we made at the deadline. I mean, goodness gracious. After last year, I mean, how can you not be excited? Two things. Are you worried about Lugo's arm holding up down the stretch with the amount of innings he's pitching? And two, do you think there'd be a more solidified rotation in the bullpen for 7, 8, 9 like we had with HDH, or do you think they're just going to go off matchups come postseason? And love the show. Go Royals. Playoff baseball. Let's go. Thanks, Vern.
Appreciate the phone call, Matt. Of course, I'm concerned about Seth Lugo as he barrels past his career high in innings pitched, because it's fairly simple. Now, for as solid as Michael Lorenzen was tonight, for as outstanding as Michael Wacha has been for the better part of 3 months, this team has, in my opinion, this team has no chance at making it to October without All-Star Seth Lugo, All-Star Cole Ragans, MVP Bobby Witt Jr., meaning they play to that level. I don't see how Seth Lugo can become an average pitcher. I don't know where that regression is offset. Now, there are options. Sure, the bullpen could improve. Now, an improvement from the bullpen could help. But I can't sit here and tell you to bank on that. Tell you, no, I'm not worried about Seth Lugo because the bullpen's going to pick him up, because Michael Lorenzen's going to pick him up. And if it's not those two things, who picks him up? You're going to ask more from Michael Wacha? You're going to ask more from Cole Ragans, from Brady Singer? How? What more can they do? You're going to ask more of the offense? I'm not asking any more of Bobby Witt Jr. I'm already asking him to perform like an MVP. I don't need more from Salvi or Vinny. I need them to keep it up. Now, maybe a Massey, DeYoung, Renfro, Melendez, maybe those guys could help offset any sort of regression from Seth Lugo. But again, I can't sit here and tell you to bank on it. Tell you I'm not worried because those guys got it. So, of course, I'm concerned about Seth Lugo, because without him, you're going nowhere. Because of him, you're here. 12 games above 500, and currently 5.5 back of Cleveland in the American League Central. Cleveland right now down 5-0 in the 8th inning as they play in Milwaukee. And as far as the bullpen, do I expect to see some set roles moving forward? I hope. But first, someone needs to earn those roles. I'll give you Lucas Zirsig. He's earned the highest of leverage. He's earned being your number one reliever. I'll say Chris Bubich and Sam Long have earned the opportunity to become like an Zirsig. Bubich and Sam Long, I think, will and have continue to get those opportunities to be the number two, to be the number three. But the HDH thing, that's never going to happen again. You know, HDH wasn't, it didn't just pop up in 2014. Greg Holland went to the All-Star game in 2013. Kelvin Herrera was a stud in 2012 and 2013. So when 2014 arrived, Herrera and Holland were already far ahead of everyone in this bullpen. And then Wade Davis was, you know, historic. And obviously, we're 122 games into this season. There ain't nobody historic out in that bullpen. So right now, I think Zirsig is, I was on with CDOT earlier today on the drive, and he asked me, who's in the circle of trust? If you're manager Mac Quatrero, who's in your circle of trust? And right now, it's only Lucas Zirsig. I'm giving Sam Long and Chris Bubich the opportunity to join this circle of trust, but they're not there yet. Bubich tonight is 11th game, 13 in the third innings. He's given up a total of 13 base runners. That's impressive. So a whip below one, 17 strikeouts in 13 innings with an ERA just a shade above two. Bubich, Long, when Hunter Harvey returns, when John Schreiber returns, hopefully next week against the Angels. Now, those guys can enter the circle of trust. Maybe an Alec Marsh come September. Maybe a Michael Lorenzen late in the season if you go to a you know, a four-man rotation in the playoffs. Yeah, there are options, but no one has shown the type of consistency mixed with the type of stuff that warrants, here's your job. You get these outs every single night. The second highest leverage. No, you don't have that guy. So I hope they find a bullpen rotation, but I ain't banking on it. Nice job tonight, though. Chris Bubich, James MacArthur, Sam Long, Carlos Hernandez combined for 3 1/3 innings of two-hit baseball. All right, let's go to Melissa in Leavenworth. Melissa, you're next up on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead. Oh, we lost Melissa. Oh, damn. Let's go to Stefan, who's out in Midtown. What's going on?
How you doing? I'm great. Thank you for taking my call. I hate to be that guy, but I guess I'll have to be that guy. You guys kind of touched on it a little bit. I know they're not going to be a Wade Davis. I know they're not going to be a Kelvin Herrera. I know they're not going to be a Ventura. But I remember times when Wade Davis would come in the game and it would be bases loaded, one out. And I would know in my heart that no one was going to score. But they need pitchers, and I don't know if it's because these pitchers are young, but when they inherit base runners, it doesn't seem like they have the fortitude or the stuff inside of them. I'm not talking about the stuff in the pitching, but the stuff to handle the pressure. Maybe it's the experience. But
no, I mean, how many guys in baseball have that, though? Yeah,
not
sure,
many.
Nobody in this Royals bullpen
not
has
many.
It, but there's,
not
what,
many.
Like three guys in all the world that can do that?
And honestly, I would like to see the Royals get one more, at least second-tier starter, because sometimes Springer looks like he's out of focus. You know what I mean? Sometimes Lugo does. Sometimes Walker does.
The trade deadline's passed, so this is pretty much the squad.
I'm thinking about next year. Because this year...
Oh, man, well, who cares about next year, bro? We got 40 games to go, and the boys are right there in the playoff hunt.
Yeah, I just... When they play that top-tier team, when you have to have a lights-out pitching or a top-tier pitching, I remember Ventura would not have his best stuff, but you could see him battle.
Well, that team was
and
a world
champion. I
don't
champion, see that in
sure. there. Yeah, well, okay, sure. I understand that. Yeah, 2015... At this point of the season, that world championship team was more than a dozen games in first place. Just cushion for miles. Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. If you need me to admit that, yeah, this is not a world championship team. In that, it's not a world championship or bust team. And that's what they were in 2015. That was a squad that was starving for a title. Guys that would just run over their own grandmother to win a baseball game, to get back to the World Series, to right the wrongs of 2014. If you compare every squad to 2015 moving forward, yeah, you're going to find yourself often in the middle of August, in the middle of a playoff run, talking about next year. You're never going to see Wade Davis again. The 2014 to 2015 stretch from Wade Davis, you're never going to see it again. I mean, it's him, it's Mariano Rivera, it's a roided up Eric Gagne. I mean, there just aren't many relievers that can do what Wade Davis did for that two-month stretch. And if you watch some baseball outside of Kansas City, you know, the Dodgers, the Giants, the Brewers probably like their bullpen, the Padres like theirs, Phillies are likely happy with theirs in the American League, Baltimore, the Yankees, the Royals, really everyone outside of Cleveland, I think, is nervous when their manager points to the bullpen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun, because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
All right, yeah, Philly, Milwaukee, the Padres, and Cleveland. I would say those four teams have the best bullpens as far as the squads that are making a run towards October. I appreciate the phone call. That opens up a phone line for you as the Royals get back to 12 games above 500 and they take the opener in Cincinnati, 7-1, your final score. Game one of the 96-5 The Fan era of Royals baseball. All right, we go back to the phone calls and we talk with our buddy Big T and Shawnee. Big T, what's happening?
Hey, Vern. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Vern, your coworker Dusty Likens will appreciate this since you're 96.5 The Fan. I guess we're all fanboys now, Vern. So let's go. The Fan, crystal clear. Good job. A lot of good calls tonight. With Lorenzo, to answer your question on that, I like him. We're going to need him. And we're also going to need Marsh. So it's a good problem to have, everybody. Pitching, and more pitching. Like Vern said and other callers said, you'll have opportunities. Other people won't step up, and other guys will step in. That's how the pitching staff's been. They've carried us all year, everyone. So stay on track with the pitching. We'll be fine.
No one's tonight, panicking, Big T. Yeah, no one's panicking. You don't need. We don't need a lesson from you. We want your thoughts on the 7-1 victory.
Well, I'm not saying they're panicking, but they're also, is Lugo's arm and all this? And it's like, no.
But that's a fair question, Big T.
Well, but tonight, though, Bob got us started, man. And way to go, Bob. I mean, he just continues to carry us. That one guy said, I wanted to see the cycle. You even heard in the radio booth, Cincinnati fans were even booing. And I wonder if that manager, Bell, knew that Vinny, and you made the good point, that Vinny's one of the best in the game with got in RBI scoring positions, with runners in scoring position. So way to go, boom boom. You know, that was a nice performance by him. And then Vern, with they're talking about a lefty these next two nights, that Renfro was going to be able to get in there. I'd like to see him get out of his slump. Let's keep this thing rolling. Tomorrow, if we get a win, we win the series. If we win the series, maybe we could sweep with the broom and have a winning road trip. And as always, let's go Royals. Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
Yeah, a pair of southpaws coming up for the Royals. Nick Lodolo tomorrow night, and then Andrew Abbott in the finale coming up on Sunday afternoon. Hunter Renfro, yeah, likely to be back in there carrying his O for 24. Big T, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Batman in Kansas City. Batman, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. What's happening?
Man, you are happening. The deal of it is with this team, I can't believe that people, especially the people that listen to you, would not believe that when you said there was something in store with this team, you were not kidding. I mean, the game starts out with like a shotgun. We got one barrel of Bobby, one barrel of Salvi, and we got some run. Once again, the big play of this team. They're Of all the teams that are racing for the playoffs, we are the most dangerous. And I'm telling you, when we did all these parts together.
Oh, big Batman, I'm going to have to cut you off, man, there. Sounds like you're underwater. So when you come back, lob us another phone call. Buddy, I appreciate it. You know, we all have phone issues from time to time. It's going to happen. 913-586-76. See, that's the text line number. For this weekend, that's the text line number. Our old phone number is the current text line number. But I'm going to give you the phone number because I like hearing your voices, especially when they're coming through a strong connection. The phone number is 913-586-7965. Again, 913-586-7965. Following tonight's 5 2/3 innings of one-run baseball from Michael Lorenzen, the Royals' rotation, its ERA is now 3.62, third lowest in Major League Baseball, while logging the second most innings in Major League Baseball. Lorenzen picks up the win. The Royals pick up the win. We're hoping that Cleveland's about to suffer a loss. We'll get you an update from Milwaukee and get back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Burns Postgame Show.
Witt dives, smothers it on the grass to his feet, throw to first. Oh, he got him! What a play! Bobby Witt Jr.
on your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Ball drilled deep to left field. Steer turns around. It's way out of here. Second deck home run, Bobby Witt Jr. A not-so-secret secret weapon.
Jake Eisenberg on the call. As heard here on 610 Sports Radio, Bobby Witt Jr. puts a blast into an 0-1 fastball, 92 in the middle of the plate. Well, middle in, but still, if you're leaving it anywhere near the middle and up to Bobby, he's going to destroy it, and that's exactly what he did there in the fourth inning to put the boys on the board. Home run number 25 travels 430 feet, 108 miles per hour off the bat. Woo! This 24-year-old dude is something else. Bobby Witt Jr., his major league most, 53rd multi-hit game of the season. He leads baseball with 171 base hits. And he's on pace this year for 227 knocks. That would be just three shy of the franchise record. A franchise record that was set more than 40 years ago. Again, Bobby is destroying, or at least on pace, to completely destroy the Royals' single-season record book. Hits, runs, extra base hits. Another 30-30 season. Bobby tonight gave him a second straight 25-25 season. He's only the third player in team history to do that. Only Beltran and Bo Jackson had back-to-back years with 25 bombs and 25 bags. Bobby's on pace for a 33-33 season. He's the only player ever in Kansas City history to go 30-30. And he's about to do it in consecutive seasons before turning 25. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's head to Overland Park and talk with Jackson. Jackson, you're up on 96.5 The Fan after the Royals knock off the Reds 7-1. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, hell of a Wednesday. You know, two questions for you. Just curious who you think is, you know, going to be that leadoff hitter that's really going to push us to that postseason run. And just curious what you think about Hernandez. You know, great outing tonight. And curious if you think he's going to, you know, fill into that role and maybe help push that postseason run as well. Thanks, Vern. Have a great night.
Yeah, thank you, man. I hate to be negative, but I'll start with the second part, the Carlos Hernandez thing. I've been burned so many times by Carlos, dating back to 2021. Man, I thought he had the ability to lead this rotation. He had the stuff. He had the build. We had seen it before. We've seen him Studley in the rotation. But you just never saw the desire, the work ethic. So, okay, well, the stuff's too good. Move him to the bullpen. Let's see what he can do there. And yet, the mental lapses. The work ethic, the commitment, it was always questionable. At least from my perspective, it was questionable with Carlos Hernandez. And listen, I'm just an idiot on the radio that never knew what it meant to work at something like sports, right? Growing up, sports were always fun to me. Yeah, we'll go practice, but I'm not putting in extra work outside of practice because sports are fun. I'm going to go do other fun stuff when I'm not at practice. But then you get around these big leaguers and you realize, oh, it's no accident that these 26 made it to the big leagues. It's no accident that these are the professional ball players because they worked harder than everyone. So when you get here, if you're not willing to work harder than the guy next to you, you're going to find yourself on a bus back to Omaha or whatever AAA city you play in real quick. Well, some guys mature at a lot of guys mature later in life, right? Maybe Carlos Hernandez is one of those guys. But one, two impressive performances are not going to sway me. I don't think I'll sign off on Carlos Hernandez being on the playoff roster until game 162. I need to see a solid month plus from this dude before I believe anything that I read, anything that I see in a six-run game. It's all there for him. I mean, everything you could want in a pitcher as far as an arsenal is concerned, Carlos Hernandez has it. So it would benefit all of us if he could rein it in, hone in those skills, and commit himself to whatever role the team sees best fitting Carlos Hernandez. I hope it works out, but I'm not there right now. As far as the leadoff hitter, yeah, I think this team's at its best when Michael Garcia is a good leadoff hitter. But I'm not going to put him in there if he's not performing well. You know, we Michael Massey, Adam Frazier, I don't think there is a perfect fit. I mean, the perfect fit is Michael Garcia when he's going well. Actually, the perfect fit is Bobby Witt Jr. But the next best fit is Michael Garcia. He'll get an opportunity tomorrow, I would assume. And on Sunday, let's see what he does with it. So, you know, to wrap it up, I hope Carlos Hernandez can turn it around and become a piece in that bullpen. And I hope Michael Garcia becomes that leadoff hitter. Because if it's not him, then it's likely to be platooned for the rest of the year between him, Massey, and if Massey can't go, then an Adam Frazier. Thanks for the phone call, Jackson. Let's go to Jeff in Blue Springs. Jeff, you're on 96.5 The Fan.
Hey, Vern. I have four real quick things. Number one, I don't know about T, but I ain't no fanboy. Number two, that Lorenzen take was crazy, and I'm not knocking him. He pitched a darn fine ball game, very fine right. ball game.
Right.
But he's right. scary at times. He loses the strike zone to me.
Yeah, walks too many, no doubt.
Yeah, he's scary at times. I'm not knocking. He pitched a great ball game. But number three, Q pulled him at the right time. I think he was about ready to implode then. And Q got him out and got him a win. Right, and Q, the whole bullpen Q handled well tonight. Of course, you're going to say that when it works, but
right.
And the last thing I had was I love it when Massey, Fermin, and DeYoung are in the lineup. And Melendez is frustrating me almost as much as the other guy with the that we don't say no more.
I don't know. I don't know exactly who you're talking about, Jeff. Who don't we say anymore?
The kid Dozier? That couldn't stay healthy.
Oh, Adalberto Mondesi. I got you. Jeff, I got you. Jeff, thanks for the phone call. No, really? I mean, maybe some people find Melendez frustrating like Mondesi. I don't. MJ, since the start of June, has an OPS of 778. It's almost, 75 points higher than league average? Massey, 0 for 5 tonight. Freddie Fermin, one of five Royals that had multiple hits. Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, Adam Frazier, his second straight multi-hit game. And then, yeah, Freddie Fermin with that one-out single in the fifth and an RBI double in the ninth. Freddie Fermin has hit safely in 16 of his last 18 games, and since the start of May, he's hitting .321 with an OPS of .815. What I mean to say is, since the start of May, Freddie Fermin's been one of the five best catchers in baseball. Remarkable. Royals win 7-1. They're 12 games above .500, and they're in the ninth inning in Milwaukee. Brewers two outs away from knocking off the Guardians in game one of that weekend series and helping the Royals get to within five games of the division lead. I'll keep you updated on that while we head out to Lawrence and talk with Brendan. Brendan, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan.
How you doing tonight, Vern?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. 7-1. That's
heck yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep.
I think we should be celebrating every win a little bit more as the season winds down here. And 7-1 tastes pretty sweet. And you know why else it tastes pretty sweet?
I can't wait. I really hope you get to it soon.
Because we're in Cincinnati. And those people need to be brought down to peg. And I know they don't hang their hat on the red.
They haven't won anything since Lou Piniella was their manager.
Okay. No. I'm not talking about the Reds specifically. I'm talking about the city of Cincinnati and their constant need to little brother us with their, like,
Cincinnati can't little brother Kansas City. If you're letting that happen, that's on you.
No. It's just annoying. It's you know, I'm not saying, like, I walk around thinking about it, but when they're talking about you got Mahomes, but don't you wish you had Burrow? You have Witt, but don't you wish you had Ellie?
Yeah, I don't know what circles you're running in, Brendan. I appreciate the phone call, but you need to get some new friends. Who knows anybody from Cincinnati? No. The Bengals. Who listens to these people? I don't care what a Reds fan has to say. How can a Bengals fan even talk to a Chiefs fan? Brendan, this is your problem, man. I'm guessing you're on social media too much. Get off that garbage. It's just a bunch of losers. You know what winners do on Twitter? They send out a tweet and then they put it down. You think Patrick Mahomes is boo-hooing over what they're saying in Cincinnati? Man, you have the Chiefs, you have Mahomes, you have the Royals, you have Bobby, you have Salvi and Kelsey. I don't know how any hate from Cincinnati or Boston or Baltimore, I don't know how that would penetrate my bubble as a Kansas City sports fan. You can't even see us in Cincinnati. What are you talking about? Oh, they need to be brought down a peg. Who's listening to them? The only person I know that reps Cincinnati came to Kansas City because he knew this is where winners are. Right, Drew Nixon, the producer for Cody and Gold. Only Bengals fan I've ever known. And he said, all right, yeah, that was fun, but I got to get to Kansas City. I want to at least be around a Super Bowl champion. We're not going to do that in Cincinnati. Thanks for the phone call, Brendan, but you need to get some new friends. Let's go to Brian in North Kansas City. Brian, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
No, turn that off, please. Hey, Vern.
Come on, turn it off. Exactly.
No, what's off? The speaker?
I'm just joking with you, bud. What do you think from this 7-1 Royals win?
I wanted to know your thoughts on if the Royals are setting up to it'll be Sam Long and Ursig close out the games.
How do you feel about Sam Long? Do you trust him to be the top setup man for Lucas Ursig?
I've seen him pitch a couple good games here within the last
He's a big leaguer. Week. I would hope he could pitch a couple of good games. Who can't pitch a couple of good games? I've seen Chris Stratton pitch a couple of good games this year.
But, and then maybe put MacArthur in as if the starter goes out.
Thanks for the phone call, Brian. See, again, here we go again with the bullpen. Guys, no one has earned anything outside of Lucas Ursig. Thankfully, or unfortunately, there are still 40 games to play. And you have to pitch 9 innings in those 40 games. The starter's not going to pitch them all. You can't expedite this. You can't wish, Sam Long, you're the new Wade Davis, and James MacArthur's the Kelvin Herrera. Stop. Because when you do this, all you're doing is disrespecting those champions in Kelvin Herrera and Greg Holland and Wade Davis. This wasn't something where in 2014 Ned said, all right, let's try him and then him and then him. Let's see how that works. Wow, this is working really well. Holland was an all-star the year before. Now, Kelvin Herrera could have made an all-star team in the years prior. And Wade Davis was acquired as a starting pitcher. We've watched this team now for 122 games. Now, Sam Long has been, I'll give you that, of the current relievers. Next to Lucas Ursig, who do I trust the most? It's a toss-up between Sam Long and Chris Bubich. But have either one of them earned your, not just your confidence, but your peace of mind? Do you have peace of mind when Chris Bubich comes out of the bullpen? When Sam Long comes out of the bullpen? And don't get peace of mind confused with hope and confidence. You can feel good. You can cheer them on and root for them. But when Herrera, Davis, and Holland came out of the bullpen, you put your feet up. You chalked it up as a win because it was a win. It was over. Now, I admitted after the game back on Wednesday that Lucas Ursig starting to give me that type of feeling. That type of, the door's about to be slammed shut. I don't care who's stepping into the box. If you're stepping in against Lucas Ursig, game over. You ain't doing it. But there's nobody else in the bullpen that makes you feel that way. Honestly, there shouldn't be anybody else in the bullpen that makes you feel that way. But we have 40 games to go. Hopefully someone gets hot. Now, look at the champions from last year. Look at the Texas Rangers. Their bullpen was hot garbage for most of the season. Going into the playoffs, hot garbage. Now, their closer, no longer their closer at the end of the season. Now, they brought in Aroldis Chapman to be the closer. He wasn't the closer. But they got hot. Those relievers got hot in October. So that's what you want. Sure, the bullpen has the ability to cost this team a playoff spot. And that's why it's on Lugo and Waka and Reagans and Singer and Bobby and Vinny and Salvi. It's on your leaders. The guys who have put you 12 games above 500, it's on them to make sure they put you in October. It's on them to make sure that the bullpen doesn't sink this ship. Royals win 7-1. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. Again, 913-586-7965. We go to Todd in the 573. Todd, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan.
Good evening, Vern. I like the new 96.5 The Fan. And my goodness, you've got to be one of the hardest working men, in radio.
Well, Well, that's very nice of you, but there are, Dusty and Fesco and Mac Morley work harder than I do by getting up that early every single morning.
Maybe. Well,
but
anyway.
I appreciate it nonetheless, man. What'd you think of this convincing win in the opener in Cincinnati?
Well, here's what I think, Vern. I think the manager, Matt Quatrero, is the guy. He's the guy that's putting all the, you know, J.J. Piccolo and everybody, and then, you know, they got the pieces to put in place, and I think Matty Q is the guy. He's got his 2, 3, and 4 hitters. That's never going to change. And then he can shuffle the top and the middle and the bottom of the lineup. But, man, I think Matt Quatrero is a great manager, and I'm so glad he's here. That's what I think.
Yeah, well, that's nice to hear, and you're not going to get any pushback from me. It has been very impressive, utterly jaw-dropping at times, the way in which he is the same guy every single day. He's the same guy 12 games above 500 as he was last year, 30 games below 500 as far as demeanor, messaging, same guy. And I've been around a lot of managers, a Hall of Fame manager, a World Series champion managers. I can't remember, and if you go back to and listen to the interviews I did back in spring training, throughout camp, I would go on and on about how impressive it was, the unison in which this clubhouse spoke about its goals, the clarity in which they spoke about their goals. How to a man, it was unique. The way that they spoke about the team's aspirations, the way that they put aside their individual careers, goals, aspirations for the betterment of the team, and the way that they parroted the manager. The things that I would hear Matt Quatrero say, and, you know, to me and the rest of the media in his office, are the same things that the player...
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would.
Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled BABBEL.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're saying at their locker, and that to me is a quality testament to the manager. When young men, 15, 20, 25 years his junior, millionaires who are making more than he is, guys that have only been introduced to Matt Quatrero, 2 years ago, to buy in so completely to the message of today and one game at a time, and the team in the other dugout doesn't care what happened to us yesterday and we don't care what happened to them yesterday. It's about winning this 9-inning contest. Yeah, I'm with you. I've been thoroughly impressed with Matt Quatrero and his entire coaching staff, the front office, the pitching department. No doubt about it. Nice to hear from you. Opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. We'll hear from Bobby Witt Jr. We'll hear from Michael Lorenzen coming up in a moment. We got to take our final quick timeout. We'll get back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show.
Witt dives, smothers it on the grass to his feet, throw to first. Oh, he got him! What a play! Bobby Witt Jr.
on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app. This is the all-new 96.5 The Fan, your new home for Royals baseball. KFMZ-FM and KCSP-AM Kansas City and WDAF HD2 Liberty and Odyssey Sports Station. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
The 1-0 pitch. Pasquantino drills it high in the air, down the right field line, way out of here. Vinny Pasquantino with a three-run homer. Two pitches after Bobby Witt Jr. was intentionally walked. It's a 399-foot blast that breaks this game open in the ninth.
That's a great call. Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio, or also 96.5 The Fan. The debut of Royals baseball on your new home for Royals baseball. As you can tell, I'm still getting used to the new home for Royals baseball. Royals win 7-1. They take the opener in Cincinnati. Making a lot of mistakes tonight. That's, I think everybody had a pretty solid night. Michael Massey went 0-for-5. Kyle Isbell went 0-for-3, but they both played a strong defense, second base and center field, respectively. So I'm having the worst night of everyone that is rooting on the Royals. I think I got 3 or 4 mistakes already. Yeah, Royals win 7-1. You heard it all right here on 96.5 The Fan. Also, yes, of course, on The Fan AM 610 as well. But yes, your new home moving forward for the boys in blue is right here on the crystal clear FM dial, 96.5 The Fan. Royals win 7-1. Vinny Pasquantino there with his 18th home run of the season. Vinny's hitting .305 since the All-Star break with an OPS just shy of .800 since the start of June. We'll head inside the Royals clubhouse coming up in a moment, but first I want to hear from Cam, who's in Kansas City. Cam, you're next up on the postgame show. What's going on?
Vern, it's good to talk to you, big dog. The last four callers, I hope you guys aren't driving. Cheers. Vern, I'm a 32-year-old male from Kansas City. Okay, this doesn't happen, what is going on right now. In 14 and 15 and a little bit of 16, it did, when we probably should have sold a little bit, but we brought in Trevor Cahill and Melky Cabrera and tried to make a run. But ever since then, it's been what it was throughout my whole childhood, which is going to the ballpark and rooting for 12 hits so we could get free donuts. Okay, that's what I come from.
Right.
This is magical what is happening, okay? Like, the bullpen, like you said, it can lose us a playoff spot. But it can also take us to new heights if they just they just be themselves. Yeah, we can go to new heights with this squad. So we got to get out to the K. This bottom in attendance, this bottom 10 attendance that we have, I think that might be factually incorrect, but we just got to get out to the K. We got to support this squad. This is magical. This doesn't happen. Let's do it, boys. I just want to know what you think, man.
Well, as far as the attendance is concerned, I think it's worse than bottom 10. Yeah, bottom 5, as a matter of fact. Royals averaging just over 20,000 a game. That's certainly up over the past few months. But, yeah, only the White Sox, Rays, Marlins, and A's draw fewer per game than the Royals. And I think you're 100% right with the bullpen. I think you can say... Yeah, listen, there's no doubt that the bullpen has been the weak link of this team all season. I was going to say that, you know, the bullpen or some of those complementary pieces in the lineup, one of those two things, could send a jolt through this clubhouse, through this organization. The bullpen, a Massey, a Michael, an MJ, a Hunter Renfro, those are the guys that could make October very, very similar to 2014. Right? Those are the type of guys that could direct a magic carpet ride. Now, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, and your starting rotation, those guys must be great. Very good to great for this team to get to October. Those guys must be great, very good to great, for them to make any noise in October. But if we're going to see a replica of that amazing 2014 run, maybe not the, 10 straight wins, whatever it was, to start off that 2014 playoff run. Okay, maybe not to that extreme. But if Lucas Ursig could have a couple of running mates in that bullpen, if Michael could lock back in and reclaim that leadoff spot, if Hunter Renfro and Michael Massey can, one of those two can get hot again, you can beat anybody. You can beat anybody in a 3-5-7 game series. Anybody. Royals win tonight 7-1. They're now on pace for 89 victories this year. Cleveland did lose. The Brewers, a team the Royals beat in a series. I understand. Oh, the Royals don't beat good teams. That's what you guys are always telling me. Brewers are running away with their division, and the Royals took 2 of 3 from Milwaukee. Cleveland's the class of this division. Royals have won 4 of 6 against them, but whatever, I digress. Cleveland lost the opener to the Brew Crew. Royals are now just 5 games back in the division with 7 more meetings against Cleveland. 7 meetings in a 10-game span, will decide whether or not the boys have what it takes to walk away with the division crown for the first time in 9 years. I appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Nate in Baser. You're on 610 Sports, 96.5 The Fan. Come on, Nate.
What's up, Vern? Hey, good to talk to you, man. It's maybe not a World Series caliber team that we're watching, but man, it's a great time, you know, and every time we turn on the TV, I feel like something exciting is happening. So definitely blessed with that. Really want to circle back to that leadoff spot. You know, I think at the end of the day, the only person that makes sense in that spot would be Fermin. You know, obviously it's not logistically possible, but just kind of wanted to know your thoughts on that one.
Yeah, the hesitancy that I have towards Fermin is the same hesitancy I have with, honestly, Massey, Frazier, everyone not named Michael Garcia. You have Freddie Fermin with a leadoff walk in the first inning. You know, we're not likely going to see a Bobby Witt Jr. triple in that first inning. Now, is that enough? Is that enough of a reason to eliminate the possibility of Freddie hitting leadoff? No, of course not. It's just a reflection of my desire to see Michael back in that leadoff spot, because if Michael's on first and Bobby pokes one down the right field line, Michael can get around those bags pretty quick as well. Bobby can end up on third with Michael in front of him. But no, there are no bad ideas. In my opinion, there are no bad ideas. I remember Cody and Gold were talking about Hunter Renfroe when he was red hot, the idea of Hunter Renfroe in the leadoff spot. Yeah, they're especially with how well Freddie's hitting the ball. Yeah, there are no bad ideas. I mentioned that Freddie's been hitting like an all-star since the start of May. Man, I don't even need to really put in qualifiers like that. We could just talk about his season. Freddie Fremien for the season is hitting .305. For the season, he has an OPS of .776. You know, you stack those numbers up with just other catchers right now in Major League Baseball. Catchers with as many plate appearances, with as many at-bats as Freddie Fremien. There isn't a catcher with a batting average above .300. Freddie's the only one. As far as an OPS north of .775 with as many plate appearances as Freddie Fremien has, I mean, how many? One, two, three, four catchers in the sport? All-star William Contreras of the Brewers. All-star Salvador Perez. Connor Wong of the Boston Red Sox. And a guy the Royals will see the next few days, Tyler Stevenson of the Cincinnati Reds. That's it. Freddie Fremien's been one of the 5-10 best catchers in the sport this season. And he's on the same team as another one of the 5 or 10 best catchers in the sport this season. Now, we talk about Michael Massey. You throw in a Bobby Witt Jr. at shortstop, two of the 10 best catchers in the sport. Kyle Isbell in center field. You're going to be hard-pressed to get that type of production from those spots elsewhere in Major League Baseball. Now, credit to Rex Hudler. He's been saying it for a while that Freddie and Salvi are, he calls them the two best catchers in baseball. He's not that far off. Hud's normally pretty on the money, right? Royals win 7-1. We go to Rick in Olathe. Rick, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan.
Hello, Vern. Good evening. Big win. I've been around long enough to see every Royals World Series game in Kansas City, so to see Bobby going crazy is just remarkable. You just can't even find the words to do it. However, I want to visit with you about Hernandez. I was the one that has shared many a moment with you talking about Hernandez, and I'm going to have to see even more than your suggestion before I want to put our eggs in that basket. I just can't go there. The other thing, you've kind of taken some of my thunder away on Fremien. We talk about all of the moves that the Royals have made, most of which have been good. Well, one of the moves that we didn't make was really good. There was talk at the deadline of getting rid of Fremien. How many times does a team have, as you just mentioned, Salvi and Fremien around there doing what they're doing, keeping Salvi fresh, getting Fremien in there, helping us when we need a good time hit and doing those type of things. And so that's one of those trades when we were talking about getting an arm that we didn't get rid of Fremien because he would have been a hot item and I'm sure people wanted him. And so I just think that sometimes the best things we do is not doing anything. And Fremien is he's the man along with all the rest of them. And then Pasquantino's been cold. Well, they walked Bobby, and you saw how cold that worked. It wasn't 399 feet. So we're going. Let's go get another one tomorrow.
Appreciate it. Nice to hear from you as always, Rick. Yeah, Vinny Pasquantino, top 5 in baseball with 88 RBIs. Vinny drove in 3 tonight with that home run in the 9th inning. Royals have Bobby Witt Jr. with 90 RBIs. That's 3rd best in baseball. Vinny's top 5, and Salvador Perez has 80 RBI. That is good for 13th in the sport. Royals are the only team in baseball with 3 sluggers that each have 80 RBI. And you look at home runs, Royals have 3 players with at least 20 bombs this year. Bobby, Salvi, and Paul DeJong. There's only one other team in the sport that has 3 active players with 20 or more bombs. It's only the Royals and the New York Yankees. Freddie Freeman tonight was the designated hitter. He went 2-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored. The catcher tonight was Salvador Perez. Salvi went 2-for-5, two for five with an RBI single in the sixth inning. Salvi's hitting .280 in the month of August, and he's driven in 25 runs in his last 30 games. Let's hear from his starting pitcher tonight. Here's Michael Lorenzen after the game on Bally Sports Kansas City.
This is the only place I haven't been a visitor at, so first time pitching here, so it was good.
How would you evaluate your start tonight? You kind of got behind, but you fought through and battled to give him 5 2/3.
No, yeah, I attacked. Even though I was behind some guys, I still felt like I was attacking hitters. I wasn't nibbling or anything. I was going at them, and sometimes the first pitches were just balls, but that was it.
How would you, like, evaluate just working through this Reds lineup? You know, they have Ellie and others. You see them before.
Yeah, it was good. Like I said, just attacking and had an efficient pitch count. What I have, like 70 through 5 or something like that, so that puts you in a good position to go deep. So, that's what you want to do, and you want to get outs and put your team in a position to win, so to come out with the lead is a good feeling.
Have you seen anything different from Witt up close? I mean, I know you saw him as an opponent, and then just kind of where he is when you see it every day.
It's incredible, to be honest. I see it on MLB Network every night, and you kind of get sick of it, to be honest, because he's on it every night, his highlights and stuff. And you playing with him, it's the real deal. So there's not many people you can say that about. You can say that about Bobby. It's the real deal. It's incredible. And just the way he goes about his business, too, it makes me have that much more respect for him.
How big was it to see the bullpen come in after you departed to really shut him down and not allow another run?
It's huge. They came in, they did their job, they attacked the zone well. We're able to be efficient as well, and it was a good team effort all around to get that win. Like defense, offense, pitching, it was a really good team effort.
Opponents hitting .220 this season against Michael Lorenzen. His ERA sub-3 through 3 starts since being acquired prior to the deadline. Royals win 7-1. How about what he just said about Bobby Witt Jr.? You know, I hear from you every once in a while on the text line, every once in a while a phone call over, and you're a little too pom-pom waving when it comes to Bobby Witt Jr. But you heard Michael Lorenzen, a guy that's, almost 10 years older than Bobby Witt Jr.? A guy that's been in the game for almost a decade now? A veteran, a guy that's bounced around from Cincinnati to Los Angeles, Detroit to Philly to Texas, now in Kansas City. He's been around Hall of Famers, managers, players. He's seen it all. But you heard the way that he finished up that answer about Bobby. When I had the opportunity to see him work, learn what kind of person he is, the individual that he is, it makes it impossible to not root for the guy. Maybe I'm supposed to be impartial in this job as the post-game show host. I don't know, maybe. I don't care. I cheer and I root for Bobby Witt Jr., which is easy to do because the kid's a freak. He's a stud. He's the best player in the sport right now. But off the field, I get the chance to watch him sign every single autograph after every single batting practice for every single kid, take pictures. I'll bend over for this picture. I'll reach down. I'll get on one knee for you. I mean, you know what? I don't even need Patrick Mahomes. You know, the way that you're in awe watching Patrick do what he does on the field, and I'm sure many of you are equally in awe when you see the way that he tries to impact his community and the way that he is the consummate pro behind the microphone. The way that his teammates will lay down in traffic for him. That's Bobby Witt Jr. Now, without the rings, without the MVPs, without the years of success, sure. But as a man, as a competitor, as an athlete, as a teammate, sure seems as if they're cut from the same cloth. Again, that audio, courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City. Bobby Witt Jr. on pace to start all 162 this year. He'd be only the second player in franchise history to do that without the benefit of a day or two at the DH spot. Yeah, Bobby's only been a shortstop. Played in all 122 games. Penciled in as the starting shortstop in all 122. The only person that has played every single game in a defensive position for the Royals. All 162, Alcides Escobar did it back in, well, Esky actually did it three times. He did it in 14, 2016, and again in 2017. Bobby's the only player in the American League this season that has played in every one of his team's games. While hitting 352, while putting up an OPS that has him top three in the sport. We'll hear from Bobby coming up in a moment, but first I want to hear from Ty, who's out in Lawrence. Ty, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, real quick, I'll try to be as succinct as possible. You are the right guy to lead us as Royals fans. You led us through last year, which was rough, and you are the perfect combination of hype man and keeping it real, just like Coach Q is the right guy to lead and manage the bullpen. So that leads me real quick. I think the thing with Sam Long, the thing with even MacArthur is we can't overexpose these guys. We run them out there all the time. They're not ready for that yet. You know, they're still cutting their teeth. One of the other things I really caught, Mikel Garcia needs to be hitting leadoff. I know that it's more of a risk-reward, but is Frazier even hitting over the Mendoza line? He just doesn't offer much.
Massey was in there tonight. Massey was the leadoff hitter tonight, 0 for 5. I'm with you. Now, I think today had more to do with a righty on the mound, so they went with the lefties. And seeing that they're facing two lefties this weekend, I wouldn't be surprised in the least if Mike Hell's not only back in there, but at the top of the lineup tomorrow. Appreciate the phone call, Ty. Thank you very much for those kind words. Really appreciate that. I hope one of never mind. All right, let's hear what Bobby Witt Jr. had to say after the game. He had the great fortune to talk with Joel Goldberg after the game. We call it the Joel Goldberg treatment on Bally Sports Kansas City. Bobby, 3 for 4 tonight, and Joel wanted to start off the conversation with Vinny's 3-run home run. They decided not to pitch to Bobby. We're afraid of Bobby. We want to go after the Pasquatch. And the big fella made him pay for it. And you know Bobby's happy for his buddy, Vinny Pasquantino.
Wait, hold on. MJ's going with the...
Oh, did they get him with the Gatorade?
Long distance. That tastes like blue. Yeah, you feel pretty good when you see the guy behind you protect you like that?
Yeah, we have all the faith in the world in Vinny. He did his job, and I was fired up around the bases, and I know he was fired up, so it was pretty cool for sure.
Just cranking out the hits and hitting everything hard, too. Just tell me about this. This offense looks like it's getting back into a groove, the ups and downs. Tell me what you saw since Minnesota to here.
It's just we're just doing what we can do. We're preparing in a great fashion, and we're going to the plate with just our approach and just attacking the pitcher and enjoying it and then just taking it pitch by pitch, day by day, and then, yeah, trusting our process.
Let me ask you about your pitcher. He used to play the outfield here for the Reds, maybe their best defensive outfielder when they had him. He could pitch. He could hit. What did you see from Michael Lorenzen tonight?
Yeah, just a competitor. Get on the mound. Works hard. Just seeing him in the weight room, seeing everything he does is awesome. He's a great addition to this team. He fits right into our club, and just seeing him go out there and compete, get on the mound, work quick, and then just do what he does. It's a lot of fun.
Sometimes you make this look like a video game. I know it's not that easy, but the bat, backyard baseball, you guys are having some fun. Tell me about that choice.
Yeah, Pablo Sanchez, so it's pretty cool. His fictional birthday is Sunday, so I thought it'd be kind of cool to break out one of those bats. Vic just made a cool bat there, and so it was pretty cool just to be able to kind of do that and then hit a homer with it.
last thing, you had the home run, you had the big night at the plate. We saw Ellie De La Cruz's arm. You talked before the game, two of the great young dynamic shortstops in the game. How much do you enjoy playing opposite a guy like that?
Yeah, it's pretty special seeing what he can do, and just want him to take it easy on us this weekend, and that's why I told him I got the second, and he's a really nice guy, just asking how everything are, how's the family and everything, so it's pretty special just kind of share the field with him, and then now we're competing against each other.
Yeah, I love that Bobby asks Ellie to take it easy on us while Bobby's on second base, right? After Bobby hits a leadoff double in the sixth inning, after hitting a home run in the fourth inning, that's kind of cold-blooded, right? Hey, bud, I know I'm single-handedly beating you guys tonight, but can you take it easy on us? Keep in mind, Ellie didn't do a thing last year at Kauffman Stadium. I was so excited to see him come to the cane. He didn't do anything. Tonight, he went 0 for 4 again. I don't know what Bobby's talking about. I think, well, Bobby's as humble as they come, but I know there's something in there. Obviously, there's a fire inside of him. There's a... Bobby's, he has found his superpowers this year. He now knows that he can do things that, half a dozen people in the world can do? Bobby's out to prove a point on a nightly basis. Not only that he's the MVP, but I'm the best player on the diamond. He's not braggadocious about it. He's not reminding anybody verbally about it, but I think in his heart, in his soul, in his brain, he now knows I'm the best, and I want to make sure that you leave this stadium, this great American ballpark, I want to make sure you walk out knowing number 7 in Royal Blue is the best player I've seen all year. I think that's the goal on a nightly basis. Yes, winning the game and playing his part, but Bobby's an entertainer. Bobby's a showman. Same way that number 15 is across the parking lot. Royals win 7-1. The Royals are now 54-6 when they hold the opposition to 3 runs or fewer. 54-6. Well, there haven't been many pitchers hotter for about 3 months now. There haven't been many pitchers hotter than Michael Wacha. We get to watch him tomorrow square off with the left-hander Nick Lodolo. That's a strikeout machine coming from the left side tomorrow. That's going to be a very interesting matchup. The cool, calm, collected veteran Michael Wacha and the strikeout machine coming from the left side that is Nick Lodolo. 5:40 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air over on The Fan AM 610 with the On Deck Show beginning at 4:30. I want to thank James Howell for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening to the first game, the first Royals game in the history of 96.5 The Fan. Thank you very much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night, Kansas City. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Pasquantino smacks it deep to right field. His second home run of the game.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 96.5thefan.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.